U.S. officials have not said where Saddam Hussein is being held and when he will be turned over to Iraqi authorities, but the interrogation of the former dictator has begun. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said today in London that he doesn't believe Saddam Hussein will reveal details of Iraq's banned weapons program.
I would be surprised if any questioning of Saddam Hussein produces any useful information, but that remains to be seen. His record of telling the truth is a very poor one.
Time magazine reporter Brian Bennett has spoken to a U.S. intelligence official who has seen the transcript of the initial interrogation. Is Saddam Hussein cooperating with his interrogators?
He is answering questions, but he's answering in his old rhetoric. He was asked directly if Iraq can possess weapons of mass destruction, and he used his old line, no, Iraq does not possess weapons of mass destruction. This was a lie that was fabricated by the U.S. to justify the invasion of Iraq. So this intelligence official, after reading the initial transcript of the interrogation with Saddam, is not optimistic that they're going to find information. The kind of information they want out of Saddam, particularly at this point, is related to the resistance and whether or not he was operating a command and control function with the resistance, and if they can get some names and some locations from him about where resistance cells are operating. Along these lines, they did find a very interesting piece of information when they captured Saddam. This U.S. intelligence official told me that inside the hole where they found Saddam, they also found a briefcase with a memo that had been sent to him by a resistance cell. It was the minutes of a meeting of many of the resistance cell leaders around Baghdad, and the U.S. officials are now examining this document and hoping that it will lead them to certain individuals and possibly lead to the bust of a certain number of cells operating around Baghdad.
What would Saddam Hussein or any of his other officials have to gain by talking?
At this point, there's very little that they have to gain by talking with the U.S. officials. Their regime has already collapsed. They're already in custody. And the U.S. doesn't use torture, so the U.S. interrogators will have to use other methods at their disposal, effectively adjusting the comfort of the prisoner. They'll do things like keep the lights on or give them better food if they're more cooperative, deprive them of sleep, things like that.
Saddam Hussein was asked about the fate of a U.S. pilot who's been missing since the first Gulf War. Did he shed any light on that missing man?
He didn't shed any light. It was very interesting that he was asked in this first interrogation about whether he knew anything about the whereabouts of Captain Spiker, the pilot who was down during the 1991 Gulf War. It shows that the U.S. has not given up the search for this captain or the search for his remains. And Saddam said, as he had said before, no, we have no knowledge of Captain Spiker. And in fact, he said, we have never kept prisoners, implying that Captain Spiker, if he had known about it, would now be dead.
Time magazine reporter Brian Bennett. Background on Saddam Hussein's rule in Iraq is at npr.org.